Ever since I came to live with my brother's family, I've really learned a lot about, well, about relationships. And a lot of it is simply realizing that what I knew all along was true. Like, just the other day, I happened to be headed to my room when I heard noise coming from Dip's room. Looking in, he seemed to be dumping drawers full of stuff into a box. Hey, Dips, what you doing?
Growing up, that's what.
Looks to me like you're dumping your drawers into a box.
That's right, and it's all going in the trash.
What? Wait, Dips. This isn't how to grow up.
Yes, it is. You don't see adults playing with toys or playing video games or any of that stuff.
No, hold on a second. Can you wait just a moment? I want to show you something. I took him to my room and pulled a box out from under my bed.
Whoa, wait, I know what adults keep in boxes under their beds.
No, silly, it's not like that. And most adults don't do that. This is my treasure chest. Here, open it.
It's a bunch of toys. You still play with toys?
Some toys, yes, but these are mementos. See this? I got this when I went to Disney World. And this I got when Transformers were on TV. And this was my very first gyroscope.
What's it do?
You've never seen a gyroscope? Oh, watch this. Okay, now hold the string and hold it tight.
It doesn't fall off. That's amazing.
That's magic.
Oh, come on. Magic is what those guys do on stage with smoke and mirrors and stuff. It's all fake.
Does this look fake to you?
No, but how is it magic?
Dips, magic is nothing more than what happens when love meets imagination.
I don't understand.
Well, the gyroscope is like imagination. By itself, it does nothing. But the string, that's the love. Put the two together, and you have magic.
I still don't understand.
Okay. Do you know what a dragon is?
Well, sure. Big, green, breathes fire. Everyone knows what a dragon is.
Well, not all dragons are green and breathe fire, but you're right. Everyone knows what a dragon is, even though they don't really exist.
I don't get it.
Every culture in the world has stories about dragons. All of them. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that magic?
Well, yeah.
And that magic springs from the love and imagination of people everywhere. People who are adults, but never give up their childhood imagination. Now, it seems to me like you're trying to toss your imagination into the trash.
But you saw where it led.
You made a mistake. Yes, it was a big mistake. But getting rid of your imagination won't help. Without that, you lose your dreams. You lose your hopes. You lose just about everything important that makes life worth it.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
So, how about we go through that box and pull out the ones that spark your imagination the most, eh? Start your own treasure chest.
Pop the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought pin strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept the lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whenever they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in best in a land called Hamalee. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hamalee. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff that mighty dragon sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hamalee. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land